are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a very interesting email I received yesterday. Ryan from Tulsa writes, Doctor, I'm having severe anxiety, but only with this election. Overall, I'm fairly relaxed. I could keep it together. But this week with the Democratic National Convention coverage, it's so funny. I'm sorry. I know you're not trying to be funny, but I hear you. The Democratic National Convention coverage 24/7 on TV, I can't wind down. Why am I so stressed? It's not like the economy would improve overnight. What is it with the DNC that's causing me such anxiety? That is interesting. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry, the reason why I laughed, I didn't mean to laugh, was I had a very stressful day at work. And again, I had surgery 6 days ago, and I know I really shouldn't be back at work working full force. I had an umbilical hernia surgery, and I don't have pain, and I have bills to pay. So yeah, I'm going to work. So I had a real rough day at work, and I had probably maybe 3.5 minutes to sit down and have lunch. And I relaxed by putting on the TV, and I throw on Fox News, and I switch between Fox and CNN. So I get, you know, some of the news. So, you know, if there is anything that's happening, I can know about it until I have a time to, you know, wind down and look at the news myself. And yeah, I've noticed TV doesn't seem to be as fun, you know, when they're doing the convention coverage. But and I kind of was like, really, you know, can we find Pawn Stars or something else to watch? I think politics is very anxiety producing. I mean, if you're having severe anxiety, my guess is you probably still have some sort of anxiety disorder, but you're not the only one telling me that it is a very negative, stress-provoking time for us right now, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I think politics and these political commercials and all the negativity going back and forth is extremely stress-producing. Now, what is it about the DNC? Well, I mean, maybe Glee doesn't get to start for another week, X Factor. You know, I'm TiVoing it because I like to hear the speeches and, you know, get my take on what they're trying to, excuse me, push. And although I really should look for some acid reflux commercials and learn what I should take so I don't burp on air. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I think a lot of us too, if you don't, like the Democrats and, you know, you're on the Republican side, yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to see Democrats sit there and gloat. Right? Talk about how wonderful things are going. I mean, if you lost your job in the last few years, if you lost your health insurance and you don't think much has been done with this administration, yeah, it's going to probably be salt in the wound. So, no, that's not that uncommon. I mean, I'm having patients all the time going, Dahlia, I'm not handling the last few weeks very well. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. And remember, after 2008, we had a lot of people with depression. 2004, I had somebody come in with depression because Bush won. He's like, I don't understand why I'm taking this so hard, but Bush won and I'm really depressed. And I would treat him for depression. So I think a lot of people do take politics extremely seriously. They have a lot of emotion in it. And I think this election is a much more emotional one because I think all of us have gotten affected. Honestly. You know, I think our healthcare scares the heck out of us, our financial future, our ability to retire later, Social Security, Medicare. I think we're all extremely scared. So yeah, seeing Democrats rally, you know, like one thing that angered a lot of people today was there were some illegal immigrants, undocumented people arrested, and ICE, Immigration Enforcement, was like, no, we're not going to deport them. No, let them go. Yeah, many of us are like, all right, well, you know, we're scraping money together to pay taxes. Is ICE even doing their job? Are they out to lunch? Are they on vacation? You know, and if that's the case, can IRS go out to lunch so we don't have to pay our taxes either? Right? You know, if illegals get to be here and not pay taxes and that. So I understand it's extremely frustrating. But I'm going to tell you what I told a patient today, actually, because I had a patient that was like, Dahlia, I gotta see this differently. All right. So what I did is I drew out a bubble map, okay, for how I think the election is gonna go. And I actually think, Romney is gonna win. And I think it's by simple mathematics. If you take a look at history with presidential elections, if an incumbent president, did fairly well, there were still good jobs and, it really is prefacing on economy. Many incumbent presidents make it. Okay. But if you have an incumbent president where things were extremely stagnant, if not got worse, very difficult for them to be reelected. Just take a look at a bubble map. Okay. Back in 2008, you're going to have two big bubbles. One that says Obama up top. One that says John McCain. Okay. Now, those were the people that voted for Obama, and those were the people that voted for McCain. So now come down to 2012. If you split up the Obama bubble from 2008 now to 2012, you're going to have a bubble of people that still like Obama, and you have a bubble of people who voted for Obama that don't like him, that didn't think he did a good job, and is thinking about switching over. Okay? So now that Obama bubble has been split. Now let's look at the McCain bubble. Those who voted for McCain, okay? Can you split the McCain bubble to people who are like, well, you know, I really fell in love with Obama over the last 4 years. So rather than staying on the Republican ticket, I think I'm going to move over to Obama. How many voters fell in love with Obama over the last 4 years? Unions. No. But they voted for Obama in 2008. Okay. Whoever voted for McCain, okay, probably is still going to stay along that party line. Whoever voted for Obama is probably the same type, same people in terms of unions, et cetera, that voted for Obama in the first place. So it's simple math. You got the Obama bubble split into two, where that part is going to move over to Romney, and the people that voted for McCain are mostly going to vote for Romney. There's very, very few people that voted for McCain that said, you know what? Oh my gosh, Obama was awesome. And it's because the last 4 years didn't go well. So it's simple math. You know, now, whether, you know, they get away these voter ID cards and, you know, there starts to be some shifty stuff, that's a whole nother story. But with simple math, if you have an incumbent president and not much was done in terms of improvement, and a lot of people weren't happy, you have a lot of people that are going to probably move over because they want change. Everybody likes change. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. JJ writes, Doctor, you are completely off your rocker. Obama is the best president since Jimmy Carter. Come on, people! Man, I thought this was going to be a good email where you guys are going to argue with me. All right, Obama's the best president since Jimmy Carter. That would be a fun poll. Who was a better president, Jimmy Carter or Obama? Oh, my gosh. By the way, is Jerusalem the capital of Israel again? Did the Democrats fix that? I don't understand why the Democrats decided that they had to change geography and history and decide to take that out where Jerusalem has absolutely nothing to do with Israel or being its capital. I don't know where they got that power as well as to remove God from any of their platform and remove. I think they fixed it because people got mad. I'm kind of shocked by that. I mean, for those of you that are confused, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and it hopefully always will be. All right, I just don't see how a Democratic National Convention can decide to change a map. Doesn't make sense to me. From what I understand, there's been a lot of goofs going on this week with the Democratic National Convention. I have not seen President Clinton's speech yet. Is it just me, or am I seeing more of President Clinton on TV than I'm seeing Obama? Do you notice that? Everywhere I look, I'm seeing commercials with President Clinton. I'm seeing news coverage of President Clinton, not Hillary Clinton. We're talking about President, yeah. Yeah, I mean, even today, it was lunchtime, like I told you, I'm, you know, trying to relax. I got about a 3-minute lunch. CNN was on, and they were interviewing women on how they feel about President Clinton representing family, the family man, you know, at the Democratic National Convention when he cheated on his wife. And of course, all three women are like, oh, no, it's about the economy. It's about what they stand for and what they want to do for the economy. It's about change. So, whatever, you know, President Clinton says does no bearing on what happened in his past. He's a wonderful spokesperson for that. Good choice because, you know, it's all about, you know, Obama and change and change. Why is the Obama platform bringing up change? Change from Obama in the last 4 years or change from Bush? What are they changing? Are they trying to promise us that they're going to change from what they've done over the last 4 years? And who's going to believe it? No, don't worry. Don't worry. We are not going to do stimulus. We are going to let big businesses fail. We are not going to tax. Please. You know, so honestly, with that listener who says they do have anxiety, I know some of you probably listened to that email going, oh, come on, put some panties on. Honestly, no, I think it is. I mean, if some of you are thinking that Obama could win the next 4 years and you're month to month, like a lot of us are, I could see how scary. Now, again, me, I'm not as optimistic because I don't think any president is going to be able to fix the economy that quickly. I mean, I need the economy fixed now. I need it before I have to pay rent next month. I mean, what is it now? First week of September. I mean, I want someone to fix the economy in the next 3 weeks because we barely got through last month. And, you know, so that's not going to happen. But, you know, I can understand how a lot of people are really, really nervous. You know, I mean, it is. It's anxiety producing. I mean, I have family in Israel, and you're going to tell me that, nope, Jerusalem is not the case. What are you messing with that for? Why are you, you know, and I think what it is we just have people in office that really don't know what the heck they're doing. You know, I mean, I don't know. When Senator Marco Rubio was saying President Obama is not a bad guy, he's a bad president. You know, I think that hit home a lot because I think many people either hate him or those that don't hate him just go, this guy was just in over his head. He didn't know what he was doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's taking advice and he's trying to use his own ideals. And no, I mean, if you're going to be president of the United States, you better have had some sort of experience doing something. Just something. And then admit what you don't know. Say, I've never run a business. Say, I've never actually talked to a doctor, right, and figured out what are the woes of healthcare. I mean, you know, just admit, you know, I mean, if a physician, let's say, was running for office, okay, yes, they may understand a lot about healthcare. They may understand a lot about running a practice. They may understand a lot about, you know, student loans and trying to get through school and, you know, trying to, you know, make their way through obstacles that obviously wasn't handed to them on a silver platter, like some people in the Washington administration think. All right. But if that doctor doesn't know much about, you know, foreign policy and how to deal with Iran and Afghanistan, then say, you know, look, I'm going to make sure I surround myself with one heck of a group. Right, that knows what they're doing. Admit it. You know, one thing that I found pretty admirable, you know, with Sarah Palin was when people were giving her a lot of crap about how could she run for vice president if she hasn't been out of the country much. You know, and she said, look, I went to high school, then I went to college, I had to work through college. No, I didn't have the money. I wasn't able to travel all over the place. You know, I wasn't. So people gave her crap for not being well-versed and well-traveled, right, and well-versed on what happens in foreign countries, etc. Yet, they're giving Romney crap for being wealthy. What do you want? Do you want somebody that worked through and, you know, no, didn't get to vacation in Europe? Or do you want somebody that traveled, but, you know, what do people want? So they're just going to rip on everybody. It doesn't matter. And it's going to be a very frustrating few weeks, honestly. I cannot wait for the election to be over. I can't wait. I think it is. I think it's extremely anxiety-producing. You know, I watched Hell's Kitchen yesterday. I am going to watch the national convention, you know, because, again, I need to, you know, prepare for the show and see what's going on. But I think it's extremely frustrating. You know, when you see what happened today at the Democratic National Convention, where you had illegal immigrants that were arrested and ICE saying, no, no, let them go. You know, no big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. You're like, well, what's going on? What are we paying taxes for? Today, a Florida judge said U.S.-born students who were born to illegal immigrants can absolutely have in-state tuition. You know, out-of-state tuition will still be paid by American citizens, right? But in-state tuition will be granted to children born of illegals. It just makes you think, well, I guess then I'm not going to pay out-of-state tuition. I'm not going to, you know, why should I be penalized? And it is. I think it's really frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. Now, I mean, I wouldn't do it any other way. I love America. I'm grateful that, you know, I'm here. And I'm grateful for the troops that have allowed us to benefit from the freedoms that America offers. But I got to tell you, when you keep hearing, you know, these types of blows, it makes you wonder, you know, is it more of a benefit to not be doing what you're doing? You know, somebody had asked in the previous show, what happens to you if you don't pay taxes? What does the government do to you? And it could be anywhere from penalties to, you know, jail time. Yet, you know, we don't deport our illegal immigrants. We don't prosecute them for not paying taxes. So it is. I think it's very frustrating. I think it's very negative. And I think what's also anxiety producing is we don't really feel like we have that much control. I mean, we could go to the polls, all right? And, you know, we could cast our vote. And it's extremely important. It's very valuable to do. And it's an honor to do. But many people think that one single vote doesn't cut it. You know, they lost the election in 2008, pretty disillusioned. And, you know, our job is to just, you know, plan ahead for the future. And if we don't think the future is going to be that bright, we protect ourselves. Okay? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to try to do more gun control. I don't know if they're going to try to tax us more, penalize us more. I don't know. I don't know how much they can do. All right? Those people that had jobs don't have them anymore. Those people that were considered rich, many of them aren't rich anymore. So those of us that are still kind of, you know, walking through the mud and standing up, we're the ones that are targeted to be knocked down. I don't know. I don't know what to advise you. But for those of you that are pretty stressed, your feelings are validated. I don't think you have a psychological disorder. I think it's extremely stressful. And I also think people on the liberal side are probably very stressed, too. You know, they're stressed, you know, seeing the jobs report and seeing that people that they've idolized, you know, is being ridiculed on TV. I think both sides are having a real hard time. You know, media makes a lot of money because of political commercials. You know, I mean, somebody's making money during all this, not us. Not us. So just, you know, hang in there. But like I explained before, I really don't think it's going to be that much of an easy win for Obama. I really don't. Because, you know, we're seeing more and more people say, look, I voted for Obama, but I really dislike what's going on right now. And there's, I think, less to be scared of it going the Romney way. And I think people are right now voting in terms of fear. There's not a lot of passion. You don't love somebody in this election right now. You're not in, no one's in love with either candidate, but they're scared. And I think that's what's driving this election, which is why it's a much more negative election. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan and Kyle who are working the dials. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska cruise next summer. It is going to be exquisite, stress-free, okay? We won't talk about politics, teach you some really cool medical, fun medical stuff, but most of all, you're going to have fun. You're going to sightsee. You're going to have a great time. So please check it out. Also, for those of you later that have nothing better to do than to kind of hang out on Facebook, which is what I do. I like to wind down on Facebook. Don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and find me. Love to connect to you and be able to give you up-to-date medical updates, as well as find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. So you guys hear about this? Thieves steal. thousands of quote-unquote infected tampons. These tampons were supposed to be on their way to be destroyed, but thieves steal them and sell them to retailers. All right? It's the Kotex Natural Balance tampons. I don't know if those are my brand, unless they say Super Size Plus. I don't usually purchase them. Dallas-based tampon manufacturer Kimberly-Clark Corp. said thieves stole 16,000 cases of infected tampons that were on their way to be destroyed and have sold them to retailers. They have no idea which stores have received the damaged goods. They don't have lot numbers. They said these Kotex Natural Balance Security tampons, security, tampons tested positive for harmful materials like metallic particles or had increased levels of bacteria and were on their way to be destroyed by a company in Oklahoma when the cases were stolen. They were supposed to be destroyed between October 2011 and June 2012. They say we have no idea how the product was shipped or stored once it was stolen, so we're advising people not to use it at all. But if these are old tampons, maybe they've already been used. The company has yet to receive any complaints and is trying to buy back the infected cases. We think, no, don't start digging through your garbage. We think the prospect is low, that it may have reached consumers. Just out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure folks are aware. I'd like to know more about the robbery. I mean, were they stolen at gunpoint? Who steals 16,000 cases of tampons and sells them? Was it an inside job? I don't know. I mean, was it a truck? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study came out today saying coffee can prevent shoulder and neck pain. They say if you drink your morning cup of Joe, it could prevent neck and shoulder pain caused by long hours in front of the computer. Researchers had a group of people perform a series of computer tasks while measuring the intensity of their pain. While both groups reported discomfort, this is being reported by WHEC.com, those who consumed coffee before the assignment had significantly less pain. Do any of you, I don't drink coffee, do any of you coffee drinkers notice the therapeutic effects if you have to work on computers? That's pretty phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. What's this? Scientists discover a link between prostate cancer and vitamin A. Is it me? Or every day something's linked to prostate cancer? What's this? A recent study published in the journal Nucleic Acids Research. Do you guys have a subscription to that? Nucleic Acids Research? Good Christmas present. Don't do Sports Illustrated. Do a nice year-long, you know, subscription of Nucleic Acid Research, has revealed that scientists led by Professor Norman Maitland from the University of York, no, I don't know if he's single, have discovered, I'm sorry, I always do that, I got to do it, it's not funny anymore, but I think it's funny, have discovered a connection between vitamin A and prostate cancer. Hey, if the guy's published in Nucleic Acids Research, you know, in the scientific world, he's a stud. Okay, may not be as sexy as a trucker, but, you know, still. All right. He says there's a connection between vitamin A and prostate cancer. His research has found a particular prostate cancer gene that is under the control of retinoic acid, a form of vitamin A. So retinoic acid has him under his control, kind of like Darth Vader style. These findings set the groundwork to test retinoic acid therapy and its ability to coerce prostate cancer stem cells to modify into more specialized cells. This is exactly what the Dr. Dahlia Show app should be all about. It should be a Darth Vader, Star Wars, Old Republic type of theme with nucleic acids and retinoic acids and prostate cancer stem cells and specialized cells. They say the process known as differentiation can kill these cells or increase them or their vulnerability to chemotherapy. Boy, okay, no, it gets better, guys. I know, honestly, I'll tell you, I do have an app out. It's the Dr. Dahlia Show app. It allows you to listen to my show 3 hours a day, and it's free, but I can make money on this one. I mean, this is an app we can make money off of. ATRA, all-trans retinoic acid therapy, has been used successfully in patients with acute promyelocytic leukemia, improving survival rates from 0 to 80%. We're talking Jedi stuff, people. Prostate cancer is diagnosed in thousands upon thousands of men in each country. They think that low levels of vitamin A in the blood have been associated with prostate cancer, but the reasons are not clear. The research has revealed the biological relationship between expressions of retinoic receptors and laboratory models of prostate cancers. Maitland found out that his team is actually the father. Okay, forget it. I can't go on. But no, it's not. No. It gets better. Maitland and his team have discovered that the prostate transglutaminase, one of the most prostate-specific genes, is controlled by the retinoic acid signaling pathway. Honestly, you can't make this stuff up. This is movie material right here. Okay, you guys want to hear how this works? I know it's so exciting. Where retinoic, don't shut the, do not shut it off. Come on, this is cool stuff. When retinoic acid gets into the prostate cancer cell, it binds to one of three receptors in the nucleus of the cell. I mean, it has a choice. It's like Tron. This binding then triggers a sequence of molecular events inside the nucleus, which results in the TGB gene, I don't know what that is, being turned on or off. Wow. We have shown that the same situation also applies to the genes. Okay, I know. I know. This stuff is fascinating. Now you know why I have a talk show. This is exactly why I have a talk show, because you just cannot harvest this type of fascinating research in any other talk show that's on air right now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and you heard it here. Now, this is very interesting. Ex-NFL players are at higher risk for Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease. No, Lou Gehrig's disease does not just happen to baseball players. Lou Gehrig's disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. See, I didn't mess up. I know. Did you see how I said that one? Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I can pronounce some of the stuff. All right, you know, not too shabby. Anyway, they say ex-NFL players are more likely to die from neurological disorders, according to a new study of more than 3,400 players who played pro from 59 to 88. For players in, like, speed positions, like quarterback, running back, linebacker, they say death rates were higher, four times higher, for Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease than for men in the general population. Now, why is that? Is it because of, you know, head trauma? Does head trauma put you more in line for these amyloid plaques and the sclerotic issues that happen with these diseases? You see, I'm pulling that one out of my butt. They think the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is kind of a new diagnosis they've come up with, where, you know, you're having chronic trauma to your brain, you start having pathology to the brain, obviously. They believe that that could be the cause of your vulnerability. Now, of course, the study was published September 5th in Neurology. I know you guys want to read the nucleic acid one. Just try to fit it all in. Time management, people. But this is published in the September 5th, script of Neurology. They also looked at death rates for Parkinson's disease, but found no difference. So Parkinson's, not as much as ALS and Alzheimer's. Okay, very interesting. Now, doesn't Muhammad Ali have Parkinson's? Remember we saw him at the Olympics, Muhammad, I mean, I wasn't at the Olympics on TV, but, you know, because he had, you know, so I guess that's why they were looking at that, because of blows to the head. Could that put you in line for other neurological disorders? All right, guys, when we come back, there's more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, I'm not giving up yet. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I like this one. Eileen from Omaha writes, Doctor, every time I go to the pediatrician, my daughter screams bloody murder. She's 2 years old. What can I give her prior to the visit to calm her down? At home, she never throws temper tantrums. Look at the power I have right now. I could right now tell all you moms, right, to drug up the kids so it makes our lives easier. in the doctor's office, but I won't. I won't. Boy, I tell you, I'm sure some of you doctors are screaming at the radio going, please, phenobarb, give these kids phenobarb. These kids scream. They scream, boys and girls alike. But I got to tell you something. I have so many parents, they're embarrassed. You know, the kids are screaming. They don't want to get their weight checked. They don't want to get their height checked. And they're just going, at it and being all dramatic. And honestly, it's kind of a sign of them doing what they're supposed to do. Now, true, there was a study that came out this week saying temper tantrums could be a sign of psychological illness. And I had a lot of moms ask me about that, going, well, wait a second, what does that mean? Well, we need to read a little more into this. This was a study at Northwestern University where kind of they developed this questionnaire to distinguish typical misbehavior from more serious behavior. And true, you can have some kids that actually have, let's say, severe autism, and they may have a temper tantrum, or you may have kids that have some pretty severe pre-bipolar type stuff, like kids that were born to moms who did drugs during the pregnancy could be extremely violent, and so they came up with some sort of a questionnaire for, us parents and stuff to use. Nothing, medical. I just because your kid throws a temper tantrum at the doctor's office does not mean they're psychologically ill. If you think about it, I think they're actually, appropriately, depending, of course, on the age, appropriately behaving to what would happen if a stranger comes near. I mean, think about what do we do to your child when we see them in the doctor's office, right? We undress them to put them on a very cold, sometimes we have a little tissue paper there, with ugly goats and lambs or whatever, but a kid doesn't want to be naked, stuck on a scale, and then we try to hold them down to measure them. I mean, if you tried to do that with your cat, do you think your cat would let you hold the cat down and measure head circumference and measure them from head to foot and stick them on a baby scale that beeps? Right? Then we get ear temperatures. So you're sticking something in the baby's ear. Many adults don't like stuff stuck in their ear. Then the doctor comes in. Hi, a complete stranger. Right? Usually taller than them, hair all messed up, roots really overdue, needing to be done because she had surgery and she wasn't able to go and get her hair done the week before. So she comes in smelling of, Popeye's chicken or whatever she ate at lunch, right? You're scared to death. And what does she do? She takes a tongue depressor, she sticks it down your throat and makes you gag. Then she shines a big bright light into your eyes. Meanwhile, mom is letting this happen, and you're like, where's my protector? Then she takes off the diaper and checks for heel click and checks for, abuse and looks at the belly button and checks for pilonidal cysts of the tushy and looks at the back and flips you over and checks the Babinski sign. And, and you're like, what the heck is happening to me? Of course you're going to scream. All right, a baby or an infant or a toddler is going to dislike, and they're not going to think that the doctor is a friendly. Not a friendly. So, of course, the child's going to scream. And you wonder what? That's an appropriate response. In fact, when I have a child who's sick, sometimes the screaming allows me to really listen to their lungs. Okay, when you have a kid that's just kind of sitting there, and you ask them to take a deep breath, they're like, hmm? And they just say, you're like, okay, I really got to listen, try to get alveolar here. Can you take a deep breath? Can you pretend to blow up birthday candles? They don't do it. But when the baby is wailing, doing that, you could really listen to the lungs. So I'm fine with it. As soon as that baby starts to scream, I'm listening to that baby's lungs. I'm like, this is perfect. Now, yes, it's a little more difficult to listen to heart murmurs. Absolutely. A little difficult to try to check the red reflex in the back of the retina, because the kid's eyes could be closed. But the older kids, when they're screaming, like the three-year-olds, and they're looking straight at you, you grab that ophthalmoscope and you just check the red reflex and check their pupils, do whatever you can because their eyes are open and they're looking mean at you. And when their eyes are open and they're ticked and that sympathetic nervous system is kicking in, that flight or fright, you could get a damn good look at those eyes. So anyway, I teach my medical students how to take advantage of the screaming kid. Okay, now, what I do, though, is I don't talk to mom when the baby's screaming. I examine the baby first, okay? Then I go, okay, I'm leaving now. I'm going to wash my hands. You could go back to mama, okay? We could, tell the fire department they don't have to come, Okay, that was a complete fake cry. I thought you were overly dramatic. Really? Really? Academy Award winning time? Really? Really? You think you're going to win an award for that one? I'm going to go wash my hands. When you get over your BF, I'll come back and talk to your mama. And a lot of times, baby's fine. Then baby sits with mom. I come in, and then they try to do the fake whimper. And I'm like, really? Shut up. Then you talk to mom. Okay, so some of the kids I can. Anyway, and then you talk to mom. Okay, so what's going on? How's she feeding? Who's watching her? What are you doing with the car seats? You know, any smokers in the house, etc. And so don't panic. You don't have to drug your kid up before they go to the doctor. Remember, we're doctors, we're nurses, we know how to handle kids. You don't go into pediatrics or family medicine or into a field where you deal with kids without being able to handle the screaming. That's fine. They're going to scream. I mean, they're going to scream. They're going to remember getting the vaccine. They're not going to like you. They're not going to like me. Remember, I didn't go into medicine to make friends. Okay? You don't make a lot of friends doing people's rectal exams and pap smears and giving vaccines to their children. You don't make friends. You don't. Okay? That's why I have to make friends other ways. My radio listeners. Donovan. Donovan is probably my best friend. I'm sorry, Kyle. Donovan's my best friend. He and I bond. Sorry, Kyle. All right, Kyle's like, thank God, you got to go to her next wedding. All right. Anyway, where was I going? So no, don't worry about kids screaming. It's fine. And older kids, it's always kind of cool. Older kids, what I do to establish rapport with older kids is I act like a complete, you know, idiot. So I come in there and I go, all right, show me your ears, right? You know, and I'm looking at his feet. You know, I'm like, these are the biggest ears I've ever seen. Okay, and then I start playing with the toes and I go, you know, your teeth are a little, you know, stinky. You know, are you brushing your teeth? He's like, those aren't teeth. They're toes. No. All right. So after I get through that, I'm able to already do half of the exam. You know, so you can play with them. So you're older. Your 4, 5, 6 year old are fun. You know, the 7, 8 year old, they're like, okay, really? Really? Just let me get out of here. Give me my school notes so I don't have to be in school. And your teenagers are like, okay, please. Everybody in this room is stupider than I am. But I love the 4, 5 year old age because you could really mess with them. You know? Yeah. You know, look at their ears and say, now this is a real stinky foot. Anyway. Okay. So that's how you handle kids. Oh, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I tell you. I got little kids. Oh, my kids hate it. My kids hate going to the doctor. They want me to do it. They want me to be their doctor. They do not like going. They don't like anybody touching them. They don't. But you know, think about it too. I mean, you want your children to not be that receptive to strangers. Now, if this is the 15th time the doctor's walked into the room, you know, honestly, do you really have to do the temper tantrum? But, you know, it's interesting. I'll quiz these kids. I've taught you guys about this. One thing I do, especially with your little 5-year-olds, you know, I'll go, okay, I need to ask you a question. I kind of want to see, you know, what you do. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. You know, I ask questions about, you know, eating, you know, things that fall into dog poop and things like that. And then I go, okay, let's say you're at the park and a little old lady asks you to help her with her kitty cat. Her kitty cat is sick and you need to come and help the kitty cat. What do you do? And every now and then you're like, oh, I got to go help the kitty cat. I got to go. Yeah, but I got to tell you, the majority of these kids say, oh, no, you don't go. And I go, why wouldn't you go help the kitty cat and the old woman? Because she's a stranger. I'm like, amen. Can I hear a hallelujah? So quiz your kids. Because they may think that, all right, I'll just help somebody with their cat. Quiz them. All right? All right, guys, great show. Can I wait to talk to you tomorrow? Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.